Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessing, peace and love, joy and
prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works, my experience along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, January 14, 2011. You are tuned in, plugged in, sharing, and caring at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Divine Prince. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Udu Central, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Udu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every day at noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio, always live and to be found in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit does allow. I would like to humbly welcome each and every one of you, architect, DNA freak, fire witch, special guest, Queen B1, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity for your being and present. Also to my California caller, area code 323, goddess, mother of Orisha, Alafia Hotel, divine peace and blessings unto you. And, of course, area code 678. I welcome you humbly, gratefully, for indeed you all could be anywhere else at this time. And I always appreciate your taking the time to share with us here at the House of the Divine Prince, Udu Central, live on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, Sister Abana, Racism Not Anonymous, who has just entered our chat room, I always humbly, gratefully, respectfully welcome you and each and every one of you for being present here today. It is Friday, January 14, 2011. We are sharing a Capricorn lunation. with the moon now in its first quarter phase in Taurus, and the sun in Capricorn. I heard a quick soundbite on the news today here locally about the science continued fight against astrology and astrologers. And it's not a new fight, it's a ever ongoing, ever present struggle between science and spirituality that has existed since ancient times, since the two were split apart from each other. But the argument was that we're just not acknowledging the fact that the earth has moved, the sun has moved, all bodies and positions in the sky have moved over time. Indeed, those who have simplified astrology down to the daily horoscope may very well be missing that understanding in the equation. But I believe for those of us who truly make divine science, divine math, astrology a part of our understanding, we've always known and understood that the bodies are ever constantly moving. Indeed, here we are experiencing a cyclical, spherical, ever-changing earth plane dimension for which many of us are just ill-prepared to navigate. Once we seem to think we understand something, it has moved. It has shifted positions. Even in the science, our stars have moved by the time their light even reaches Earth. So I think that understanding metaphysically has always been present for those who are truly operating at third eye level, who truly have their eyes open and ears open and are open to understanding. And I dare say those of us in our mid-40s, 50s, 60s, you begin to learn as you get older that there are cycles, there are patterns. Nothing is permanent, nothing is consistent, and that which is within our range of control, if you will, with all efforts, there still can be some change, some shift that we must always be open to and prepared for. Death is one of those equations of life that we often are in denial of to some degree, though we know and understand at the most basic level that it is a part of the cycle, it's a part of the circle. Indeed, in my house, we are dealing right now with a painful transition. Some of you are familiar with my partner, my sister queen, my mambo, Tony Val Martinez, also known as Sister Tony, and Queen Naima Shikamano. One of her godchildren committed suicide in California on yesterday. And indeed, this gentleman had everything to live for, everything to live for. Has made a few appearances on Everyone Hates Chris and several other popular TV shows and sitcoms, and indeed we are in prayer for John Green and his spirit as he makes his transition over. All world cultures and societies speak of this divide, this transition between our world and the next, and all the perils and dangers laden in, for which many of our funerary processes globally are based upon aiding and guiding spirit to move forward, to make its way into the light. Indeed, even Hollywood and the movie Poltergeist made some jest and references to guiding spirits into the light. But indeed, there is a time and a timing for all things. And we have contracted to be here. Indeed, we have contracted to be here. And I think a great part of the misunderstanding about death and about suicide is that, again, it is a contract, a sacred contract, but when we violate that contract by committing suicide, by hastening our transition prematurely, we are often forced to come back through karmic law, through reincarnation into this world again, often in a much more desperate state than the world we existed in previously, at least when we look at our history over the last 5,000 or 6,000 years or so. I would dare say that each generation comes into a whole new set of issues and problems and blocks for which they must overcome. So now you're bringing that past life issue into your present or next stage life. So it only further pushes us to have to confront and deal with whatever our issues are, whatever our mountains are along our journey to perfect ourselves, particularly for those of us who indeed do not wish to traverse this universe again, particularly while it is in such a unbalanced, immature state. So I strongly suggest confrontation when all possible. And again, remember my understanding about our English language, and we've given some very negative connotations to certain words. But when I mean confrontation, I simply mean being authentic, being true, being fearless, confronting rather than denying, rather than hiding, rather than resisting growth, which ultimately works for your good, which ultimately works for the favor of all. So indeed we have him, John Green, in our prayers and our spirit on today as we move forward. I'm going to take a short intermission. I will be forward with the affirmation and the meditation, and then I will go to the phone lines. Area code 232, you will be the first caller today. I still do have a few lines available if you wish to get a call in. Area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as spirit does allow. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Azunke pare legbahe, azunke, azunke pare legbahe, pare legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke pare le pare vodou legbahe,
azunke pare legbahe,
azunke.
in line to receive. Indeed, for some of you, I can visually right now see your blessing literally hovering over your head. You've done your prayers, you've done your ritual, you've adjusted your diet, you've adjusted your life. And you will begin to see that divine manifestation take place as we move forward early on in 2011. For others, there's still work to be done. And that's a good thing. As long as we have life, we have breath, we have opportunity to make adjustments, to get up, and to move forward. So in this divine moment, we lose divine serenity and tranquility, evolution and revolution. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, enslave, progress, spirit, evolution, and forward motion. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation and revelation. We reverberate right now with our ascended ancestors, Egun and Gede, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. For those who may have gone on before and are in a restless state, we send that spirit now into the light, that soul, into the warmth of divinity, into the arms of our Creator, God, and Spirit. And we make way that they shall remanifest as pure light, pure gold along their spiritual journey at some other point in time, space. So we now forever reverberate and reiterate the names and enliven our lives with divine wisdom and presence of our ancestors, known and unknown, forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine time and space and place, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization as we now know it, to change ourselves, I, even me, as we now enter the hollow and sacred grounds of Voodoo Central. Let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape all toward the reality of that which is most true, most authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of the house of the divine prince, in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth, and understanding, we light and illuminate our candle, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protector, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh, lilac and sage to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. and are pure in our motivations, and are pure in our understanding, and are pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, and are pure in our connection with Spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmony of the vibration of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light, into God consciousness, into cosmic harmony, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So be true, be powerful, be magnificent, for indeed this is truly who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved created creator, created child of the God, Goddess consciousness. You are divine love, divine math, divine science, divine astrology manifest. You are the sum total of all the elements of the divine universal creation. And you are made in the image and the likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your crystalline magnificence. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you transform, you inspire others to so transform. So be powerful, be divine, be God, be goddess, be king, be queen. For indeed, you are the product of galactic stardust, the sum total of all divine creation, here, now, mirror, and reflected back onto us in your most light and pure perfected body and spirit. So free yourselves from this limited constraint, earth law, and physicality, and just for a moment, just for now, just for today, remember truly who you are. You are perfect light, perfect God, perfect goddess, perfect in body. You are. And I am, because our creator so are. And you have all the creative allowance to recreate and create the light, the love, the clarity, the environment you need to survive, to be powerful, and to move forward. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. And so too are you and shall we be. The emissaries are my help, the Orisha, the Lawa, the deity. In every time, space, and need, they fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, within me. Divine guides along my way through every moment, every minute of every day. I am now wiser, truer, patient, kind, loving, all-powerful because my creator so are. And all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. I need only to still my mind and my ego and listen. Listen to the real me. They are my help. I cannot be sick. They are my wealth. I cannot be poor. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. By all my knowing, I know no fear. I know no misunderstanding. The divine truth is life, love, and spirit, unity, and cosmic community. So I co-create with me, co-create with me, and it too shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creator are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time or space or place or what you think or don't think or misunderstand. And like the universe itself, I am living, living. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am cosmic. I am universal. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it is unfolding according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, with me, for me, and I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of, and I am open to all of life's experience. At the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine serenity, and divine tranquility. And I judge not. I welcome, I observe, I accept. When problems arise, I do not resist them, I observe them. With a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, come to me, minister, and administer unto me, and all things become powerfully clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and significant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My fast path forward becomes clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear. And every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am Mother Earth. I am Father Sky. I am in divine balance. I am whole. I am complete. I will be forward momentarily, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Je m'en vais, 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 je m'en vais I love your show. And yesterday, I wanted to comment on what the sister said yesterday, the one who's doing readings and pregnant.
Right,
my
right.
personal opinion, remember, there was the sister that called you yesterday, and she was pregnant, and she said that she was doing readings for a friend mm-hmm. that has a lot mm-hmm. of really bad energy. And I wanted to call in, but, you know, her conversation was so in-depth with you, I couldn't. And I wanted to tell her or either just mention to her, because you really can't tell anyone anything because adults don't like to be told what to do, that her, this friend she has, that it would be pertinent for her to sever ties with this person, no matter how hard it's going to be for her, especially while she's pregnant and after she has that baby. Because like you said, people do put those energetic imprints on the baby. And those imprints were put on the baby, as far as I know, because I'm going to agree, before she was conceived, because that woman is her friend and she's always around her, if that makes sense to you at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a very common tradition here in the South. Many women avoid certain people and places altogether. Not only during the pregnancy, but during the first year or so of the baby's life.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, you can't often tell people what to do. And I don't generally make any effort to do so. I do suggest what spirit would point to being the most advantageous. Based on that. So I certainly appreciate your call. Is that all you want to say?
Yeah, that's it. And just how much I love your show.
I try
to tune in every day.
I greatly.
And I would love to be a guest on the show at one point.
Well, you will. We'll work on that.
Okay.
I plan to make my way to California at some point in the next in this year. So we'll hook up at some point. I've already muted your line, so I'm gonna go ahead and move forward because I can hear the baby kind of moving around in the background. But I greatly, greatly appreciate your call and your comments and your continued support, as well as those of you present with me always in the chat. So Avanon, Queen V1, Fire Witch, DNA Free Architect, our special guest. I greatly appreciate all of you all's time, attention, support, curiosity even to the show and our endeavors here at House of Divine Presence, Hoodoo Central, live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. As I've been saying since January 1st, we are indeed in a year where we will be experiencing great pole shifting. I believe we will not only have scientific evidence of this, but it will also be a further manifestation of our personal and individual collective and community experience dealing with these challenges to duality and polarity and realignment. I think is a great word to describe what we're experiencing right now, realignment. Some stones and crystal that I strongly suggest for assisting in polarity and shifting and duality and realignment are optical calcite. Optical calcite, when placed over written or typed literature, you will see a refraction. Yeah, the writing will typically lean to one direction or the other, which is why it's given the name optical calcite. And it's typically sold in cubes. They crystallize in a cubic form, so they will typically have the appearance of cubes of ice that are slightly leaning to one side or the other, and they're almost perfectly clear. And then one side you can place on, again, the written material, and you will see the writing move. That's optical calcite. Some other stones that I suggest now are selenite wand, another clear crystallized mineral, which has long wand-like crystals. They don't have faceted sides per se, as we've come accustomed to seeing in the quartz family. It has a more of a straight crystallized form, almost the look of fiber optics, but several hundred of them sort of clumped together in long tubes, long crystal fingers or pipe-like forms, selenite wands, and also selenite pyramids. The pyramids have they're not spherical, but they have a round pipe-like appearance, and then they're often layered going up towards the top giving it more of that pyramidal form. But they're not four-sided or six-sided pyramids, as it were. They're sort of round and have that triated appearance like the selenite wand. But they tend to be, again, almost pipe-like. This seems to be the best way I can describe it, almost if you take a soda can and then layer it, the bottom layer, of course, being wider and each consecutive step up being smaller. I mean, you'll find those in many of the rock shops and mineral shops. And, of course, at you can call Joy and order if she doesn't already have them on hand, which I think she does, at EarthOdysseyNola.com, EarthOdysseyNola.com. I also suggest we're dealing with polarities and dualities and challenges to that. Tiger eye, in all its color variations, red tiger eye, blue tiger eye, gold and brown tiger eye, for its ability to not only bring that higher vibratory energy to the conscious level, to the crown chakra, but also to have the ability to ground that into our everyday linear, as it were, existence for manifestation and utilization at the most basic level. Tiger eye in any color form. Also black obsidian, specifically the black obsidian spheres and balls with the concentric rings, bullseyes on them. Those particularly can be really helpful right now in dealing with realignment, rebalancing, and dealing with sudden change at whatever level that may be, good or bad. Some of the change will not always be catastrophic or tragic, but nevertheless, sudden and dramatic all the same. I think when we look at Ted, the homeless guy, sudden and dramatic change does not necessarily suggest a positive outcome or his ability to deal with this level of change and success in his life overnight. So, again, there's always that polarity, that duality way of looking at any given thing, person, place, or situation. Let's see, I'm quickly running out of time. I have about 7 minutes. Also, I want you to consider phantom quartz. The clearer, the better. The more obvious the dimensions, the better. There are forms of phantom out there, particularly clear quartz with the inclusions of other minerals, that don't tend to have as defined map, as it were. So when looking at phantom quartz right now, I want you to look at the clearest varieties and the most profound and pronounced inner phantoms, whole crystal phantoms, whenever possible, generators, whenever possible. They tend to be often polished on the surface to make the inner world more available and more visible. They also tend to be slightly more expensive, the more advanced crystal practitioner might, you know, consider investing in phantom quartz, and if you have them already, to pull them out and begin to work with them while we deal with alignment and polarities and dualities in 2011. Also, tabular crystals, that's where you have the two main panes that tend to be a little bit wider than the other four, giving the crystal a more broader, flattened out appearance, and double terminators. My most recent YouTube video, for those of you who are connected with me on YouTube, I am Voodoo Tie, VOODOOTYE, on YouTube. You can also connect with me through my Facebook page and click on any of my YouTube videos displayed on Facebook, and it will take you directly to my channel, I believe, on YouTube. But my most recent video is of a double terminated twin you have two crystals, twins, that have come together. Both of them have formed perfect terminators at both ends and have sort of merged together. When you look at the video, one slightly longer than the other and has that key aperture at the end, at the smaller end. That larger end of the crystal is the tabby side. And if you look closely, the smaller twin still maintains the more spherical, even six-paned windowed side that you find it in the average quartz crystal point. So indeed, it's pulling polarities together, bringing dualities together and merging and creating something totally new, totally different, totally individualized, and specifically engineered to deal with bringing two things together, bringing conflicting or emerging energies together, the key aperture giving it that ability to unlock mysteries and secrets. And it almost looks as if it was hand-carved. I understand this is a natural crystal you'll see in the video. It is not polished, not cut. This is how it was brought out of the ground. It was probably cleaned. It still has small traces of that red clay dirt. So it was probably cleaned, but it has no man-made structures or panes on it whatsoever. So that's a natural tool. And looking at it, it has the appearance of someone carving something specifically to fit into or work with something else. And often you'll hear me say that the stones will tell you how they are to be used, how they are to be applied in any given situation moving forward. So be open to details in choosing your stones and picking your stones, not just the financial cost of it or how beautiful or cute it might be to your aesthetic eye. I have about 3 minutes left, so I want to take the time once again to welcome and thank each and every one of you, Architect DNA Freak Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Racism Not Anonymous, for being present, for being powerful, for being spirit, for your powerful conversation in the chat room. I greatly appreciate that. Yes, I need to talk more about chloride and that strong healing effect that chloride brings to the quartz family, particularly for those any type of spiritual block, emotional block in any given situation which may be a hindrance to moving forward. Chloride is a powerful cleansing stone or mineral that's often included, which means it's often present inside of clear quartz. Included quartz is what it's typically referred to as, included quartz. And it's a great healing stone. So I have about 30 seconds left. Again, I greatly, greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present. The show will continue to be 1 hour until February 1st, where I'm going to first move to a two-hour format from 12 to 2, and then depending on the response, I may do a three-hour show. But in the meantime, I will continue to be present each and every day here live and in archive at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Block Talk Radio for the Power Lunch. I will be off on weekends unless I schedule a special show. So on weekends when I'm not available here, always feel free to join me on Facebook, MySpace, Hi5, any of the other social networks. YouTube, and I look forward to seeing and being with you here on Monday. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love in a perfect harmony.
Thank you. soit Saint-Jacques, Marie, dans le poteau. Ba prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Soit Saint-Jacques, Marie, dans le poteau. Ba prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gagne vert, ou elle gagne maligne dans l'eau. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gagne vert, ou elle gagne maligne dans l'eau. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi. Soit Saint-Jacques, Marie, dans le poteau. Ba prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Soit Saint-Jacques, Marie, dans le poteau. Ba prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gagne vert, ou elle gagne maligne dans l'eau. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gagne vert, ou elle gagne maligne dans l'eau. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi.
Alafia, thanks for enjoying the music. I will continue to play music until the very last person hangs up on the phone lines. I believe now that I have a premium account, that can go longer than an hour, or maybe even two. So please continue to enjoy the music at your leisure. Also be reminded that I will be uploading new music probably today. So beginning tomorrow and in coming days, you should begin to also hear some new music. So continue to enjoy a double day.
Bye. Kabila.
Pourquoi?
Nous avons chicolé chita.
Non, non, mauvais tato, marelé. Non, non, mauvais tato.
Pichalo!
Non, non, mauvais tête d'eau.